Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Can we go? Psalm 46, 1 to 3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof. Selah. O God, I help in ages past. Repeat it again. Okay, we just take it. Let's go. Oh God, I have been aging fast. Say, oh Lord, I am available for your help. Help me. Can you pray, oh Lord? I am available for your help. My family is available for your help. Help me. I am available for your help. My family is available for your help. I am available for your help. I am available for your help. Help me. I am available for your help. We bless you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. In case you don't know, we are starting our series, 7 weeks of help. Today, I beg you, don't miss any of the services Sunday and Wednesday. If you are going to mix it, watch it online. You don't have time to watch it online. Make sure the message is sent to you. I know just an hour before any of our service, an hour after messages are sent, please have a copy. Your life will never be the same again in the name of Jesus. We start looking at the help of God by seeing first help in trouble. Look at somebody, say, may the Lord help you in trouble. No, I didn't hear you. Tell the person, may the Lord help you in trouble. Tell the person, the Lord is helping you in your trouble. Put your hand on your chest, say, may the Lord help me in the days of trouble. Say, the Lord is helping me concerning any trouble. What is trouble? Trouble is anything that causes distress. Anything that brings affliction. Whatever brings an anguish. Trouble is adversity. Trouble is tribulation. Some troubles are mysterious. Some troubles are strange. Some trouble chokes. Some troubles suffocate. Some troubles dribble. You know, you fasted. You prayed, you praised, you jumped up, you rolled on the ground, you even shared testimony that you were waiting for a solution, and the trouble is still tearing in the face. You know, sometimes the thing lifts a little. Then, praise the Lord. Let me start sharing. When the testimony concludes, I will come and share everything, and the thing shows you that trouble
can dribble.
I come by grace and by the anointing. Every trouble dribbling you. Every surgery that you had that reoccur again. Every trouble you shared the testimony about that arose again. Let them be buried this morning. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand and say, oh Lord, put my trouble to shame. Say that and pray for yourself. Oh Lord, put my trouble to shame. Arise for myself. Put my trouble. Arise. Put my trouble to shame. Pray for yourself. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Put my trouble to shame. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Job 5:7. Now, let's read together. I want to go. You know, sometimes when we want to read from things from the Bible, I want Nigerians to read it from their Bible. Because many of you are listening to incomplete gospel. You know, this one will look as if Pastor Beldon gave it to them to put it on the screen. That's why if I have my way, it's only my screen that will be working. So that you will watch it, you will see it in your Bible. Yet, man is born for trouble. Job 14, verse 1. Can we read together? I want to go. Of a woman is but a few days and is what? Is in a, so you know the gospel some people are listening to. They don't want to read it. Ma, you will read this one. Tell the person by yourself, say you will read this one. Sir, all of you here, you will read it. Look at the screen. Oh yeah, people on this side, look at the screen. Let's go. Want to go? It's a few days and full of trouble. 120 years. Full of trouble. Jacob was in Egypt and Pharaoh asked him, how old are you? And he told him the age in this earth. And he said it was full of trouble. I pray for you. Anyone whose life is full of trouble, lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. You can never, never fail. Ha ha ha. You can never, never fail. Jesus. You cannot fail. Oh.
You can never, never fail.
You cannot fail.
Can never, never fail.
Erike te kerika Mareke te libo koria. Eze te keri. You cannot fail. Aria kata lebo koria kataka. Mareke te keri akata. You cannot fail.
Never fail.
Jesus. Every trouble bringing you shame, let them be swallowed by the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Some of you, your problem was before you were born. Some, your problem, your trouble started when you were born. Some, your trouble started in the middle of your life. Some people's trouble started when great thing was about to happen. And you know what? Some people, their trouble is from cradle to grave. From the day they were born to the day they die. One trouble or the other. In fact, those people, anybody that attempts to help them, those people that help them enter into trouble again. I don't know if you are here. The God that I serve, let him arise and trouble your trouble. In the name of Jesus. Look at somebody, say, hear the word of the Lord. Say, may the Lord trouble your trouble. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand and pray for yourself. Say, may the Lord arise. Trouble my trouble. In the name of Jesus, say, my God, arise. Trouble my trouble, trouble my trouble. Oh, Lord, arise, arise, arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Ask somebody, say, are you ready to pray? What did the person say? Say, why are you now like that? I pray for you. every trouble that is resident in any area of your life. Let them walk out of your life now. Say amen. Let me hear you. Let them walk out of your life now. Let them walk out of your life now. Let them walk out of your life now. Any mother here crying because of the son, crying because of a daughter, let the trouble walk out of your family. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you, Pastor. You will not experience shame. You have hurt people. You will not beg. Your situation shall not be turned into shame. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh God, arise. Trouble my trouble. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray for yourself? In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have you seen the world is a natural habitat for trouble? As long as you are on earth, there will be trouble. Tell somebody, as long as you are on earth, there will be trouble. Tell the person again, say, as long as you are on earth, and you are a child of God, your God is an ever-present help in trouble. Wow, good news. You see, it makes the world interesting and adventurous. There is trouble, there is help. There is trouble, there is help. There is trouble, there is solution. There is trouble, there is solution. What we bore is that there is trouble, there is solution, 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 solution. If you have no trouble, you will not be here. Some people will not know how to pray without trouble. Some people will go to hell without trouble. That trouble, may the Lord arise and trouble that trouble. In the name of Jesus. The world is full of trouble. And sir, can I shock you? Trouble is no respecter of people. Pastor can preach and tomorrow trouble arises. You know they respect anointing. You know they respect anything. It will come. The anointing will not slaughter it. It will come. You can decide to be looking at it. It will come. You can decide to be romancing it. You know this is my trouble. Every rainy season. It just come. You know my rainy season sickness. I am AA. It has started again. And that allergy, you are romancing the trouble. There is no allergy in heaven. You romance it, it continues. It is not your trouble. You know that my sickness. Why are you not at work? Why are you not in the church? Some people, what draws them that they go to office? It happens to them Sunday, they don't come to church. Shame on you. You know that my sickness, you call it your sickness, it became yours. That's my trouble. Is it not your trouble? Jesus came and took away your trouble. You are not permitted to carry it. Lift your two hands up. Say, I come in the name of Jesus. Say, every trouble in my family, say, blood of Jesus, take them away. In the name of Jesus, I come in the name of Jesus. Every trouble in my family. Let the blood of Jesus take them away. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I discovered that people here are standing and people here are seated. Everybody stand on your feet. Pick your first partner. Pick your partner. Say, hear the word of the Lord. I didn't even say that to the person. Let me hear you. Are you in church? Say, hear the word of the Lord. Say, the trouble is over. Say, the trouble that followed you here shall not go on with you. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, pause. Say to the person now. Say, every ancestral power, every foundational power, every house of wickedness, introducing trouble into your life. Say, let them perish. In the name of Jesus. Pray for that person. Ancestral powers, foundational powers, introducing trouble into your life. Let them perish. Let them perish. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Make sure you are not praying this one. If I remember, I will tell you not to pray for your family member. Let's pray. Pray for speech and another person. Let the person not be your family member. Don't let it be your family member. Look at the person. Say, any trouble and problem, introduce into your life, entrench into your life, supervise in your life, enforce in your life, by ancestral powers, by foundational powers, by household wickedness, let them be destroyed now. In the name of Jesus, pray for the person. Let them be destroyed now. Let them be destroyed now. Let them be destroyed now. Pray, 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 pray. Pray for the person. Pray for the person. Let them be restored. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Put your hand on your head. Say foundational covenants. Foundational crosses that brought trouble into my life. Say be broken now. Be broken now. Be broken now. Foundational covenants. Foundational crosses. Introducing trouble and problem into my life. Introducing problem into my family. Be broken, be destroyed, be broken. Be broken, be destroyed, be broken. Be broken, be destroyed, be broken. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Everyone, put your hand on your belly. Put your hand on your belly. Whatever the enemy introduced into your life, whenever they introduce it, whatever it is for, whatever the purpose, let them neutralize in your life. In the name of Jesus. It says, out of your belly shall flow. Any trouble flowing out of your life, out of your belly, let them be buried by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Please, I need you to pray like a madman. Say, oh Lord, shine your light in my life. Take away any trouble that you see. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray for yourself? Oh Lord, shine your light into my life. Take away every trouble. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Being an IT person, I understand programming very well, somehow. I can program my mail to send you a mail at 7 a.m. tomorrow without me owning my computer. I program it. Any trouble in your life, unconscious, visible, invisible, you know it, you don't know about it. Let the blood of Jesus wash them away. Are you really saying amen? Let the blood of Jesus wash them away. Let the blood of Jesus wash them away. Uh-huh. Any evil program into your future. So I'm young, but I've known many people that were very well, doing extremely well. Today, we can't find them again. Something just happened. Something just happened. You know, one of the things I hate was his pastor. And I was in church. And you raised that prayer point. Oh, and you raised it. Oh, what will I now do? What will I now do? I thought it did not concern me. What will I now do? And I tell the person, go and pray for mercy. There are some opportunities you can never have again. There are some prayer points you can never hear again. Don't let them pass you by. Lift your right hand up in anger. Say, whatever trouble. Are you saying that? Say, whatever trouble. The enemy has broken into my future. Say, let them perish. Let them perish. Let them perish. In the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. Perish, perish.
them perish, 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 perish.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lift your right hand up in anger. Say, embargoes of darkness. Say, my life is not your candidate. Say, affliction of darkness. My life is not your candidate. Troubles of darkness. My life is not your candidate. Can you pray that prayer in the name of Jesus? Embargoes of darkness. Afflictions of darkness. Troubles of darkness. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Are you tired? Don't be. Oh, don't be. This is just normal. Under normal time, if you want to do this, we need 3 hours of prayers. Just consistently. Praying. Praying it out. Praying it out. Look at somebody. Look at somebody. Pick a partner. Look at somebody. Jabakaria katakata. Look at the man. Say, strange troubles in your life. Persistent problems in your life. Hard battles in your life. They expire now. In the name of Jesus. Say, strange problems. Persistent trouble. Hard battles expire in your life. In the name of Jesus. Pray for the person. No, leave the person, leave the person. Pray for yourself. Say, strange troubles, persistent problems, hard battles in my life. Expire, 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 expire. Expire, expire, expire. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. I can see movement. I can see angelic movement in that area. Everyone troubled in that place, let their trouble be over now. In the name of Jesus, that trouble walks out of your life. That trouble walks out of your life. That trouble walks out of your life. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand up. Say, every power prolonging my problems. Every power prolonging my trouble. Any power prolonging my hard battle. You know, there are battles and there are battles. There is wrestling. WWE. Say, you know, say, my entertainment. You don't know. Entertainment. There is boxing. There is MMA. They call it UFC. They arrange. Some battles are hard. See, this cannot solve it. Oh Lord, my God, I have come today. We just bless you because of everything you have done in the past. Nalevus. I pray for you. Hear me and hear me well. Hear me and hear me well. Hear me, Satan, hear me and hear me well. Any power prolonging battles in the life of my people, any power prolonging problems in the life of my people, any power prolonging trouble in the life of my people, the earth open up and swallow you. In the name of Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. Three people here. Three people here. Three people here.
Three people here. You shall suddenly receive good news. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up. Are you here? Are you sure you are here? Say, any power prolonging my troubles. Any power prolonging my problems. Any power prolonging my hard battles. The earth open up and swallow you up. In the name of Jesus. Can you open your mouth and pray?
Rebella In Jesus' mighty name,
we are praying.
Amen.
Put your hand on your head. Sir, help is here. Help is here. Help is here. Can I say help is here? Tell somebody say help is here.
Help is
here. Tell them say help is here. Help is here. Help is here.
Help is here.
Help is here.
Your hand on your head. Every strange trouble in your life and family. Every strange affliction in your destiny and your family. Every strange deposit in your life. Let them walk away now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Have you not read in Psalm 18? He said, as soon as they hear me, the strangers shall fade away. They shall come running out from their hiding places.
Amen.
Therefore, I pray for you. Any trouble in your life, put your hand on your head, man. Sir, put your hand on your head. Put your hand on your head. Your head is a symbol of your destiny. I pray for you. Every strange trouble, strange affliction, strange deposit that has hitherto defiled prayer, defiled fasting, defiled warfare prayer, today they walk out of your life by fire.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When I ask them to walk out, you will say amen and be quiet. Your eyes close. Your eyes close. Your eyes close. Health issue. Financial issue. Destiny issues. Trouble in your life. Let them walk out of your life by fire. In the name of Jesus. Whoever is a member of your family, your son, your daughter, undergoing any strange affliction, going through any strange trouble, going through any strange problem, wherever they are now, let the problem walk out of your life. In the name of Jesus. We are not unaware of the device of darkness. Any problem that did not enter the church with you, waiting for you outside the church, let the earth open up and swallow them. In the name of Jesus. That trouble you have seen, you shall not see again. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. That's just introduction. Have your seat. Have your seat. Have your seat. Have your seats. So there are troubles everywhere. O God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah,
the man of war,
his mercy
and forever and ever, oh, praise his holy name.
Number one thing I want you to know, that God is an ever-present help in trouble. Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. We have read Psalm 46, verse 1. Our God is our refuge and fortress, an ever-present help in trouble. Listen to me. If you are a child of God, there is no trouble that you are in that God is not there with you. Ask the three Hebrew men. He is there with you. But you know what? Many times in trouble, God is silent. Why? Have you ever asked God before? God, why are you silent? Why are you silent? Why are you silent? Because the teacher does not talk to the student in the examination hall. Before trouble comes, he has trained you Now, the word now gives you exam. Do you want God to come and cheat? He's not going to cheat. He will leave you in the exam. He has taught you. What he has taught you is an answer for that trouble. So he's standing somewhere and say, ah, my child will prevail. He studied under my feet. Don't disappoint him, sir. He is making boast of you. God does not call. He doesn't talk in exam hall. Unlike some of you that are looking for schools to take your children to where they teach them during exam. He does not talk in exam hall. That is why he's silent. Hello, are you here? There are some work you do on some things. When you are doing it, when a surgeon is doing surgery, he doesn't talk. Focus. Cutting. Doing that. Don't distract God. Process. He's working it out. Please tell somebody, don't distract God. 917. Can we read together? The Lord is good. Read together. Let's go. The Lord is good, eh? A strong God in the day of trouble, and he knows. I hope now that we are prayed and everywhere is shaking, we trust God. Someone is even saying amen. He knows those that trust in him. So be sure that God is your stronghold, is your refuge, is your fortress when there is trouble. Do you understand that? One. Be sure of that. There are some things you should not do in trouble. You know, when I counsel people, I ask them to cry. Please, is there a man seated near you? Tell the man, say, learn to cry. Tell my men. They are even frowning now. Tell them, learn to cry. They don't cry openly. Oh. Sir, can I advise you? Never again in your life, somebody has lost the parent, lost something, and you tell them, don't cry. If you say that you are wicked, let them cry. Everyone that have lost anybody, including myself, my first advice, have you cried? Cry. If you don't cry, it will give you hypertension later on. A cry you did not cry now, you will cry it in future. If you did not cry now, you will arouse everybody around you. Cry. Some people need to go home today, lock the door and cry. But you know what? Don't cry all the time for every trouble. And it's even if somebody's leg hits you now. Pastor, I was in the church and praying. He said, don't touch me, touch me. In trouble, don't be discouraged. In trouble, don't ever blame God. In trouble, don't be afraid. In trouble, don't worry. In trouble, don't lose your joy. If you lose your joy, the devil don't win. Don't ever, please tell somebody, don't ever lose your joy in trouble. What then do you do in trouble? Seek the Lord. Psalm 77 verse 2. Seek him. And I know we are here in church to seek him. Say, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. I sought the Lord. I sought the Lord. That is why you see some things, I don't understand it. Unbelievers, when they are in trouble, they look for church and come. We used to have a dear brother in church. He has left Abuja now. He has a brother that is not a member of our church, but he stays in Gwarimpa. Whenever he has an issue, he will come to our church and sit at the back. Whenever I enter this church, there will be a word for me. And it has worked every time for him. Every time for the brother. He got to a time that his brother that is a member of our church started looking at himself, what is my problem? I've been here. I stay here. I'm a friend of pastor. Why is it that things are not happening for me? But my brother, not a member, when he comes, the brother comes seeking the Lord. My friend comes as a member. I'm a member. Let me come. If pastor knows him, they disturb me before. Let me just come. So the pastor will not disturb me. Why are you in church? To seek the Lord or so that you have nowhere to go. Why are you here? I sought the Lord. I pray for every God seeker here. May the Lord remember you. In the name of Jesus. What do you do in the time of affliction? Call upon him. Psalm 50 verse 15. I will never understand Christians that whenever they have problems, they move away from God. I will never understand it. I will never understand the fact that somebody says, my God is a healer, and he is sick, and he did not go to church. If God is a healer, why did he not go to church when you were sick? He's not a healer, sir. It's your doctor that is a healer. No matter what it is, I will get here. If I don't get here, I'll watch it. If I'm not watching this church, I'm watching another church. I have to prove the fact that I said my God is a healer. He's a healer. You run away from the place of healing. Do you run away from the hospital when you are sick? I'm almost tempted to talk about faith again. Many people don't have faith. They only have mental understanding, mental aspect. No faith! Psalm 50, verse 15. Let's read together. I want to go. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you. Did you remember our political party, PPP? Anybody can remember PPP? PPP, and it's from Romans 4:21. I am persuaded that whatever God promised, God will perform. Persuaded, promise, perform. I am persuaded that what is on screen here. Put it back for me, Psalm 50. 15. I am persuaded that if I call upon God in the day of trouble, he will deliver me. Are you persuaded of that? Hello, are you persuaded of that? So what do you do in the day of trouble? You call upon the Lord. Third thing you do in the day of trouble. Psalm 107 verse 6. Psalm 107 verse 6. We'll read verse 6. We'll read verse 13. We'll read verse 19. We'll read verse 28. Now let's go verse 6. Want to go? What do you do in the day of trouble? You cry. Jump to verse 13. Jump to verse 19. Jump to verse 28. Is there anybody ready to cry out to God? Psalm 60:12. What do you do in the day of trouble? You cry out. You cry out. You cry out. We thank you. Lift your hands to him. We bless your name. We glorify you. I want to take prayer for 7 minutes. I have over 40 prayers here. I don't know how many I will take in 7 minutes. Stand up on your feet. Hebrews 5:7. His mercies endure. Hebrews 5:7. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Can we all read together? Oh yeah, let's one to go. Talking about Jesus, who in the days of his flesh, when he offered up prayers with what? There are prayers and there are prayers. There's the ones you pray. Jesus prayed. His sweat was like blood. You have not started. Are we here? Take your best position to pray. Unshakable must be shaken. Unmovable, keep on moving. I'm serving the God of fire. Unshakable must be shaken. Unshakable must be shaken. Unmovable, keep on moving. I'm serving the God of fire. Unshakable. Unshakable must be shaken. Unmovable, keep on moving. I'm serving the God of fire. Unshakable. Let me see. Psalm 2, verse 4. Psalm 2, verse 4. Ayeke digeria. Read with me, let's go. He who sits in the heaven, shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them. I'm going to raise a prayer. We are just going to pray and laugh. They say you will not get there. We laugh at them. We are ruling over them there. Allah. Allah. Say, oh Lord, arise and laugh at the threat and the trouble of the enemy in my life. Lift your right hand, let's go. Say, oh Lord, arise.
Oh Lord, arise.
And laugh.
And
the threat and the troubles of the enemy in my life. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray and laugh at them? Laugh at them.
Laugh at them.
Laugh at them.
Laugh at the threat. Laugh at the troubles of the enemy in my life.
Jesus, mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Psalm 59, verse 8. See, from now to the end of the year, you shall be laughing.
Amen.
Hello. You know, there are some threats. You just laugh at it. You don't know me. You say me, I will see. I laugh at you. I can't see. My life is hid in Christ, and Christ is hid in God. You now say me, I will see. I can't see you. I laugh at your ignorance. I'm laughing at the ignorance of your trouble. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Laugh at the trouble. Let me hear you. You are not laughing naturally. Let me hear your natural laugh. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Galatians 6:17. We are laughing at them. Me that my father parted the Red Sea. You are now saying I cannot pass. I laugh at you. Me that my father is the breaker that is going ahead of me to break things. You say, where will I pass? I laugh at you. See, whether you are dead or alive, I will pass. You have the choice. Over my dead body will this happen. My father has the keys of hell and death. You are saying over your death, you are ready to die. Die. I laugh at you. We are not the people that can be threatened anyhow. The needle looks small, but the chicken cannot swallow it. The problem is we don't know who we are. Galatians 6:7. Look at it and read it. Let me hear you. Say, let's go. Sir, have you given your life to Christ? You bear in your body the mark of ownership of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Let nothing trouble you.
Yes, sir.
Are you here? Are you ready to pray? Look at that place. He said, no one. That no one. You know your trouble. I know my trouble. You'll be naming the trouble. Let no delay trouble me, for I bear in my body. Let no sickness trouble me. Let no cancer, let no fibroid trouble me. Let no delay, let no barrenness trouble me, for I bear. Can you open your mouth? Let's pray. Look at the stream. Let no one trouble me. Oh yeah, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Mention those things. Let them know trouble me.
Let
them know trouble me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I didn't feel you. I know because you are mentioning issues. I can't feel you. I can't feel you. But if you are mentioned, just me. Let no, for I bear on my body. I want to feel your vibe of prayer. Can I give you 1 minute again? Can you pray? Let no one, let no trouble trouble me. Let no affliction afflict me. For I bear on my body
the mark of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Joshua 7:25. This one, you must pray. You must pray. You must pray. Jama Adaga. Let's read together. And Joshua.
And Joshua said,
you are Joshua. What is your name now? You are Joshua for now. Oh yeah. You can put your name. And Abiodun said. Let's go. Why
are you troubled?
Troubled us.
The Lord will trouble you this day.
Repeat it again. Let me hear you.
Why have you troubled? Why have you troubled us? The Lord is troubling
you. Sir, ma, if I were the one troubling you, the way you are saying it, I will not go anywhere. I will trouble you the more. If I were the one troubling you. And you know me, I'm gentle and merciful. But if you do this, I will not go anywhere. If you are correcting your child like this, your child will continue doing the thing. There's a way your voice changes that the trouble knows that there's issues. Why have you troubled you? They will laugh at you. Why are you doing this now? Some people, when they are correcting, they say, why are you doing this now? Why are you now? The father is correcting as if he wants to cry. You want to put the devil to shame as if you want to cry. Why are you troubling me now? Devil, why are you doing this now? Can't you just leave me alone? Let me alone. He's going nowhere. You must send him out. Look at the screen. You are going to speak like a soldier. Remember, one of my first messages in this year is that you are a soldier. Attention. Okay, look at the screen. Let's go. Why have you troubled? The Lord.
We trouble you this day.
Have you heard that? What has been troubling you, man? You will call it by name. Why have you troubled me? The Lord trouble you today. Lift your right hand. Can I say delay? Why have you troubled us? The Lord trouble you today. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
You know your trouble. Open your mouth. Call them and trouble them. Open your mouth. Let's pray. Let's pray. Why have you troubled me? The Lord trouble you. 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 Mighty name, we are praying. Lift your right hand and say, oh God, arise. Trouble my trouble and my troublers.
Trouble my troubles.
And deliver your enemies into trouble.
The Lord deliver you from trouble.
And deliver your enemies into trouble.
Say that again, let me hear you.
The Lord deliver you from trouble.
In the name of Jesus, pray for the first. May the Lord deliver you from trouble and deliver your enemies into trouble. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Look at the first. Second person, quickly. The Lord deliver you from trouble and deliver your enemies into trouble.
Pray.
The Lord deliver you from trouble and deliver your troubles into trouble. Make sure you are praying for somebody. The Lord deliver you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Our time is fast spent. Isaiah 61:7. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
You feel your body getting lighter?
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 61. This one is with me. I love this scripture. Can we go? Let's read together. Instead of your shame. Instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion.
They shall possess trouble, everlasting joy.
Hello. Look at somebody. Say, the Lord is giving you double for your trouble.
The Lord is giving you double for your trouble.
Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear that? Sir, become a prophet. Let's be shaking people in joy, in happiness. Say, the Lord is giving you a double for your trouble. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Shake people. The Lord is giving you. Treat them, treat them. The Lord is giving you double for your trouble. Now, lift up your left hand. Say, oh, Lord, arise. Give me double for my trouble.
Give me double for my trouble.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Pray for us, pray for us, pray for us. Double. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 34:19. Time. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of a righteous. Can't it? Psalm 34, sir. Aha. Can you read with me? Many are the afflictions of a righteous, but the Lord, from how many? How many trouble are you going with him? Every trouble that followed you here, they are buried in this church. They are buried here.
Amen.
They are buried here.
Amen.
Can I hear you say, many are the affliction of the righteous.
Many are the
trouble
of the righteous.
But the Lord deliver them for them all. Lift your hands and say, thank you for the deliverance from all.
Joy, joy, joy,
pause,
joy.
Pause first. Pause. We'll take it. Psalm 91. As I'm going to my seat, we take it. But Psalm 91, 3-7. I want us to pick a partner and pray for the person. Psalm 91, 3-7. Wow. I'm sorry. Okay. Psalm 91, 3-7. Your life will never be the same. You know. Help is here for you. Aha. Look at somebody. A group. Look at the person. Oh, he says, surely he shall. Okay, read on the screen. We go to verse 7 here. He shall deliver you from the snare of a fowler and from perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feather. And under his wing, you shall take your refuge. His fruit shall be your sheath and blocker. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the patience that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste, nor of the patience that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays verse 7 now, 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right side. It shall not come near you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.